In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Has Donald Trump set up the most corrupt slush fund in American political history? He started a legal action looking for compensation for damages he claimed was done to him by the disclosure of his personal tax affairs about how he was paying practically no tax at all, despite all of his claims previously to have been a billionaire. So he looked for $10 billion in damages, took a case against the Department of Justice, which, of course, he happens to control. And before a judge could throw it out, this case, he got a settlement in recent days from the Department of Justice of $1.776 billion. Very interesting number. Think of it, 1776, when the for 250 years ago, which they'll be celebrating in a few weeks' time in the United States. And this is how he's going to explain how the money will be used.
Been very well received, I have to tell you. I know very little about it. I wasn't involved in the whole creation of it and the negotiation. But this is reimbursing people that were horribly treated. It's anti-weaponization. They've been weaponized. They've been, in some cases, imprisoned wrongly. They paid legal fees that they didn't have. They've gone bankrupt. Their lives have been destroyed. And they turn out to be right. I mean, it was a terrible period of time in the history of our country. And they worked on it. I know the Justice Department, it's really been working on it very hard. There's been numerous other occasions over the years where things like this have been done, but these were people that were weaponized and really treated brutally by a system that was so corrupt, with corrupt people running it, and they're getting reimbursed for their legal fees and the other things that they had to suffer.
Okay, Cal Thomas, this is gaslighting like we've never heard before. When he says, I know very little about it, that's his usual deflection when he knows an awful lot about it. When he says it's been very well received, it's been very well received probably by a few people around him. How can this corporate corrupt slush fund be in any way excused? Cal? Not there. Sorry, Marion, you take it, please.
Okay, well, you know, I it's hard to know where to begin. I think, first of all, when I looked at this initially, I thought this judge, Kathleen Williams, I thought there must be something that she can do, because this is clearly not in the public interest. And a federal judge can refuse a settlement or refuse to clear it, but they did an end around her and did a settlement, Trump-directed settlement between the different departments. It's patently corrupt. I suspect that one of the organizations like CREW, Citizens for Ethical Responsibility in Washington, I hope they can take it up. I don't know if they'll be standing. But a couple of things on this. First of all, more than two-thirds, well over 1,000 of the 1,600-odd January 6th rioters pleaded guilty. Secondly, that was their decision to plead guilty, and they didn't incur any expenses because almost all of them were able to avail of public defenders. Their legal fees didn't even cost them anything in most cases. So they didn't suffer. Secondly, these were criminal acts, and there's a long-standing that you should not benefit from a criminal act. So if I murder you, I shouldn't be able to benefit from, you know, I mean, the whole thing is just patently wrong. I suspect that there will be a way of challenging this, but I think that Trump's whole thing, and as you say, the reason he was so angry about this in the first place was that Inland Revenue consultant person who served 5 years in prison, I think he might be still in prison, for leaking this, said that Trump only paid $750 in tax in 2016 and 2017 and paid no federal taxes at all for a decade previously. This means Trump is not a billionaire or that he's cheating on his taxes. It would seem that would mean one or the other. But no damage was ever established. And anyway, that's moot now because they did this end run around the whole judicial system. It stinks. And I think that most Republicans crimes. You know, policemen died as a result of January 6th. 7 people died in total. I think it was, 4 or 5 policemen either committed suicide or died as a result of injuries sustained. Many more were beaten violently by these people, and they are now going to be able to claim millions of dollars. I don't think that any right-thinking American is going to approve.
And Marion, some of the people involved as well who were released or exonerated have suddenly gone back to prison, and sometimes it's been in cases of child sex abuse. Cal Thomas is with us now. Cal, what do you make of this?
Golly, why do you need me? I mean, you two have agreed on everything. I guess we can move on to the next subject. Listen, we have a problem in this country, and I'm not speaking just specifically to what I guess has been discussed because I've just been included on the telephone after some technical problems, where the federal government can charge anybody with anything, and they have unlimited resources, whereas the defendants have to pay out of their own pockets. And even if they are found not guilty, which I assume we're not talking about in this case since I got to the call late, they still have to pay out of their own pockets. Now, I have happened to be a backer of the view that if you are prosecuted by the government and you are found innocent, then the government has an obligation to pay your legal fees. There was a labor secretary during the Reagan administration named Ray Donovan, who, along with some colleagues, were indicted for a whole bunch of things, and they were acquitted by a federal jury. And Donovan then said famously, "Where do I go to get my reputation back?" Well, where does he go to get his money back? There are some people who have lost all of their income because of charges by the federal government against them. Now, from what I heard when I came on with Marion, I think she's right in some of these cases. People did plead guilty, although many were under pressure and told that they would have even greater charges against them if they didn't. But I think the system is broken, and I just think that the government has deep pockets that never end, whereas individuals have to pony up their own money for legal fees.
Okay, but Cal, in many cases here, these are people who we saw on film clearly guilty and who have been exonerated by Trump, even though we saw them committing crimes on Capitol Hill. There are other cases now where it appears not quite clear who's going to qualify and why. But if you take it to the logical conclusion of what you're saying, is that no government or the Department of Justice will ever be able to take prosecutions against anyone because they'll be accused of doing so on a political basis.
No, but I would say that this is not unique to the Trump administration. The Biden administration, the Obama administration, going back to the Nixon administration, which famously during the Watergate era used the IRS as a weapon against their political enemies. So this is a problem that is not unique to Trump, and it's not unique to Republicans. It is something that needs to be corrected. How and why, I think, is up to Congress to straighten this out.
Okay, let's move on to something else. After what happened last week in China, would you be concerned, or would you think it's an issue to worry about, that Trump appears ready to sell Taiwan out to the Chinese?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am, Cal.
Yes, I am worried about that, Matt. And I think, as I've said on this program before, Trump conducts his foreign policy by personality, not by experience. And I think this is a very, very dangerous thing. All you have to do is look at Hong Kong. The Chinese government promised 50 years of freedom after the handover of, from the British government. They got maybe 1 or 2 years, and that's it. You've got Jimmy Lai in prison. You've got pastors in prison. The head of the largest house church in China is in prison. You have no freedom of the press. And I think that you can look forward to the same thing with Taiwan. We have had ambiguity about Taiwan for a long time, and it's worked out pretty well. I think Trump ought to sell the arms to Taiwan. That's the best way to maintain stability.
But yet, what's likely to happen, do you think, Marion, despite the fact that he might have undermined the Taiwanese sense of security that has been provided previously by the United States, is it still too much of a leap to think that China would actually invade Taiwan? Isn't Taiwan capable of fighting back in the way, for example, that Ukraine has done when it comes to Russia?
Well, it's funny you should mention Ukraine there. I feel there's a sense of a Ukrainian thing here, because remember, Ukraine was one of America's big allies. America signed the Budapest Agreement in 1994, pledging to protect Ukraine if it was ever attacked or invaded. And we saw where that went. And now we see that the US has completely abandoned Ukraine under the Trump administration. I would be very worried if I were Taiwan. There is a law, and there are the six principles that Ronald Reagan drafted, but they don't have the force of law. But the core provisions of the Taiwan Act requires the US to provide Taiwan, I beg your pardon, with arms. This arms deal, as I understand it, it's a $14 billion arms deal. And I thought that all the Congress had signed off on that. So that means that it really should be going ahead legally, that Trump should be required to. But he may say, well, we need those interceptors and missiles because we've used all ours in Iran. And that would be a national security. That would be a legitimate thing for him to say, well, whoops, we've run out of these now because of our other activities. So sorry, Taiwan, you're going to have to wait. So he could get an end run around it in that way, I think, possibly. But it is very worrying because, everyone knows that Trump has no allegiance to any of the traditional US alliances. He's basically just driven a horse and Ford through most of them already. And, so I think that Taiwan is one of the ones, and I think Xi Jinping probably knows, look, if I were to push this, I could probably get away with it. America isn't going to do anything. But as you say, would he want to then get embroiled in the sort of situation that Russia and Ukraine are in, and or even Iran and the US?
Briefly, Marion, who is Republican Congressman Thomas Massie, and why is Trump so keen to get rid of him?
Well, that's the $35 million question. Tom Massie has been a thorn in Trump's side. He's a Kentucky congressman. He's a bit of a maverick, to put it mildly. He has bucked the trend on Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. He's bucked the trend on Epstein. And he's also opposed the war in Iraq. And he's a big critic of Israel's activities in Lebanon and also in Gaza. So there have been, I think, about $15 million from pro-Israeli groups trying to get him out. There's a primary today. He was running 10 points ahead until a couple of weeks ago. He's about neck and neck at the moment. But this will be another big test of how much sway Trump holds. We saw in Indiana and in Louisiana that it's still pretty strong. If he gets rid of Massie, I think that will really chill a lot of Republicans who might otherwise be thinking of speaking out against some of his excesses.
So, Cal, is this something of a bellwether for what's going on within the Republican Party?
Yeah, I think it is. It's whether the MAGA people are still in charge, and most of them are in the Republican Party. Look, I think Marion and I agree on the outside money business. Nearly $35 million is a disgrace. There ought to be a limit, or there ought to be a ban, or some kind of proportionality. This is a job, a member of the House of Representatives that only pays about $150,000 a year, and you're pouring in nearly $35 million. There's something clearly wrong with this.
What's your solution to that, Cal?
Well, I think you have to have legislation. I think, there's too much money in politics. A lot of it is television ads. Maybe you could have more free time given to candidates, especially those without the resources of somebody who's very wealthy. There's got to be a way to fix this. It just goes, it's ridiculous that we now have presidential campaigns that cost over $1 billion. I think Hillary Clinton's first presidential campaign cost over $1 billion. It's outrageous. It's a disgrace. The money could be better spent elsewhere.
Marion McKeown, Cal Thomas, thank you.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.